Hey everybody, this is Jeff, your benevolent narrator. For the next few episodes, while Typh and the rest of the party is away, we're going to be covering what is happening on the other side of the house war between Amon Advancements and the Kabuto Syndicate. Some of our guests will be familiar and some of them are new, but all of them can be found hanging out with us in our Discord. But I will now turn this over to Cody.
Hey all, I'm Cody, and I play You Know Shin. He was first introduced in Big Campaign Stories, House Wars. Yuno is a Carillion male, 6 feet tall, black hair, medium length, with a messy topknot. He has tattoos down his arms and torso resembling the spells he knows and history of the Kabuto Syndicate. He typically wears black dress pants, knee-high boots with an open jacket, bare chest exposing his tattoos. He has gold chains around his neck that each represent the pillars of power. He was raised in the Kabuto Syndicate, as his father is one of the leaders of the crime family. Raised spoiled and rich, he is impulsive and quick to act. You can catch his journey and growth to the melodramatic crime boss you'll hear about today in the House Wars segment. Now, let's meet the crew.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm playing Dark Arbor, an indie Artorian artific, which is kind of half-tree, half-shadow person, so I imagine them as one of those kind of creepy-looking trees you'd see in a graveyard in a horror film or something, and you're not quite sure it's alive or moving, or just a tree. And then before you know it, you're dead already, because they're an alchemist perfumer, and you've been breathing in their toxins before you even knew they were there. So they're basically a hitman, except they're a tree, so like a hit tree. And their whole shtick is stealthy poisoning. But they're not much of one for tactics and thinking of stuff, so just put them in the corner like a pot plant and they'll get the job done.
Hi, I'm Badger, or Aurelius Hitting on all socials. I'm an artist, my pronouns are it, don't forget it. And I'm going to be playing Taser Squire, the E in Squire is silent, and I'm happy to be here. I am Taser Squire. The E is silent. An Artor reborn of a Goron. I escape and claim power of my own. My voice may seem odd, but due to my birth, I use a device to assist. I use chairs to move. I do not need to speak threatening tone to get what I need from you. You will talk as I, an inquisitor, will get what I need. Taser will not be defied. This is why Taser is a valued member of this syndicate. Control and death and results are Taser's motto. Happy tone. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Void Shift, and today I'm playing as Redjack. Yuno notices one of the drink staff approaching him. While not immediately threatening, there's something off about them. Not that he's fazed by someone doing their job, but it's the assortment of beverages being carried that catches his eyes. They don't resemble the alcoholic contents or glassware served here. The waiter stops before him. "Good day, Yuno Shin." You hear a calm voice with a reverberation that doesn't seem to match their appearance. "May I offer you a drink? We have a long pour-over coffee, steamed dairy drinks, a bripe," their voice lowers. "Or perhaps you might be interested in some stealth infiltration and sabotage." It's at this time that you notice the staff face isn't quite a face anymore, but a pattern of electronics and light. A shimmer appears in the center of their face, crossing their body, and an unmasked android face winks with their LED face screen at Yuno. "We are Redjack, and we believe our goals align. Please consider us with this demonstration for your special project, and enjoy a warm, soothing, caffeinated beverage, one of our specialties." The hollow cloak shimmers again, reestablishing the drink staff disguise. They leave the tray, back away and bow, fading back into the crowd.
I'm Technomancer Kyle, or Kyle, or YF Techno, and I'm playing Reginald, who is probably sitting down somewhere at the table. He's wearing the best... He has armor on, but in this current situation, it's kind of like loosely open to where you can see underneath. He has like a t-shirt that is portraying some sort of cartoon character. He has short black hair with kind of like a little bit of a chubby face. And he's keeping kind of like glancing around, looking at everyone and everyone that's there, and holding in his hand a shotgun that has different runes written on the metal around it. He started out working, doing a few jobs for places like this as a assassin, but he's kind of been doing some detective work freelance for a while. But he's still really good at doing the, plan with the evidence to make it not look like the assassination is what it's supposed to be.
At a table nearby, a man in a Hawaiian shirt, face illuminated by a phone, seems to be listening while distracted. And a tall void in armor with a Corlean military heavy crossbow slung over their shoulder. And in the background of this casino, you can see others. A group of voids with tattoos over their eyes so that when they close them, they look like empty sockets. A tall Artori in a white business suit with a prismatic pin that gives off the smell of burning homes and wildfire.
Settle down, grab a seat. Welcome. For those new here, I'm Yuno Shin. In front of you are data pads detailing our objectives. Once you sign, credits will be transferred to your accounts. Now, let's rig the deck.
Well, I hope you all enjoy it. The music provided for us this time was from Amoxie Lounge Bar. Thanks again so much for all your support, listening, reviews, and all the fun times we've had so far. I look forward to telling more silly stories to you all. All right, bye.